A Misunderstanding? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A man who came to the U.S. from Yemen 13 years ago and was living in Alabama gets on a plane in Birmingham. Screeners find he's carrying $7,000 in cash. Then the search of his suitcase finds what, Bob Orr?
TSA screeners found 7 cell phones and Blackberries, one of them taped to a Pepto-Bismol bottle.
Cell phone and a Pepto-Bismol bottle wrapped together with blue tape, plus a knife and a box cutter. However, because the items were not actual bombs and did not pose a threat, he's allowed to fly to Chicago. Only when he changed his flight plans so that he would go directly to Amsterdam while his luggage and the non-bombs attached to cell phones and watches would go to Washington, D.C., did the TSA get suspicious, had his luggage removed, and alerted Dutch authorities who arrested him. Now I ask you, if you showed up at the checkpoint with $7,000 and watches and cell phones taped to empty bottles in your luggage, would you expect to be waved onto the plane? No! People who do stuff like this don't belong on a plane. People like this belong on the bus. There will, of course, be an investigation.
If it may have been a dry run, or if this was just a strange misunderstanding or even a hoax.
Strange misunderstanding? Really? You've been in America 13 years. You get on a plane with a cell phone taped to a Pepto-Bismol bottle. Let's see. You're trying to send a message that your phone bill is giving you heartburn? That must be it. I'm just worried that they found a way to make Pepto-Bismol explode now. The TSA will start scanning us for antacids. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.